Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this edition of the Football History Headlines on the Best of the Pigskin Dispatch, we discuss the career of NFL executive Ron Wolf and the first team to make it to Super Bowl in three consecutive years in an NFL season that saw 25 overtime games, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories, all coming up in a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And boy, we have a great show for you. We're getting your year's end for this exciting football season and for the calendar year. And what better way to do it than to celebrate some football that happened on this day? So sit back and enjoy this Best of the Pigskin Dispatch broadcast. And welcome to your football history headlines for December 30th. And we're going to talk about the second to last day of the year and have some great NFL championships games that were played. And we'll start off with the first one in 1956 at Yankee Stadium in New York City. The NFL's 1956 championship game. The New York Giants won the franchise's fourth league title after they crushed the Chicago Bears 47-7 in the game. The ProFootballReference.com site informs us that the Giants' scoring was paced by two TD passes by quarterback Charlie Connerly, while Alex Webster rushed for two others to aid the New York victory. December 30th, 1962, also at Yankee Stadium in New York City. The Giants also participated in the 1962 NFL Championship game per the Bleacher Report story. Their opponents were the Green Bay Packers, who were playing in their third straight league finale. Kicker Jerry Kramer booted three successful field goals to fuel the scoring as Green Bay defeated the New York Giants 16-7. Ray Nitschke of the Packers was selected as the game's most valuable player. December 30th, 1973, at the Miami's Orange Bowl, the AFC Championship game had the Dolphins hosting the Oakland Raiders that year. The Miami squad became the first team to play in three consecutive Super Bowls as they knocked off the Raiders 27-10, powered by three touchdown runs by Larry Zonka, according to the BarstoolSports.com article. December 30th, 1973, at Texas Stadium in Irving, Texas, the NFC Championship game also had a final score of 27-10 that year. The ProFootballReference.com site shows that Bobby Brown had a 63-yard scoop and score to help seal the Super Bowl invitation for the Minnesota Vikings as they beat the Dallas Cowboys to earn a right to play in the big game. The next few history headlines have some real oddities to them. On December 30th, 2002, as the NFL season closed, a CBSSports.com story tells us that the 2002 season concluded with an all-time NFL season record of 25 overtime games. Talk about parity in a league. Now, these next two headlines are really closely related. Both December 30th, 2008, NFL head coach Mike Shanahan is fired by the Denver Broncos. Then, exactly 5 years to the day, the Washington Redskins fired Shanahan as their coach in the 2013 season. Not a very good day for Mike Shanahan to remember at the second to last day of the year. Now let's talk about a couple NCAA bowl games. December 30th, 2016, the 83rd Orange Bowl game had number 10 Florida State defeating number 6 Michigan 33-32 in a real barn burner. The next year, on December 30th, 2017, the 84th Orange Bowl took place, and number 6 Wisconsin defeated number 11 Miami of Florida 34-24. December 30th, 2018, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, during the KC Chiefs' 35-3 win over the Oakland Raiders, became only the second quarterback in NFL history to throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. Both milestones were reached on a third quarter 89-yard touchdown pass to DeMarcus Robinson per the OnThisDay.com website. Now let's take a quick break from our headlines and let me remind you, you can learn more about gridiron history on our website, pigskindispatch.com. And you can contact me, Darren Hayes, at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Speaking of hearing from someone who's here, is one of my podcasting partners from the sportshistorynetwork.com that has a message just for you.
This is Jeremy McFarland from the Footballless Family Podcast. And I want to encourage you, if you get a chance, to come over to the Footballless Family Podcast, where we look at what makes football special and family to each person. We talk about each team and we talk about the stories behind why fans love those teams. We encourage you to come and join us in our discussion. Thank you.
Now let's talk about some Hall of Fame birthdays for this December 30th, and we'll start off in the year 1938. The Pro Football Hall of Fame's bio on Ron Wolf tells how he was born in New Freedom, Pennsylvania, and attended the University of Oklahoma. Wolf was one of the top front office resumes in NFL history. Ron helped build the Oakland Raiders teams and went on to win 9 divisional titles, played in 8 conference championships, and 3 Super Bowls. He also took over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their inaugural season and is also responsible for rebuilding the Green Bay Packers teams of the 1990s and 2000s that went to back-to-back Super Bowls and won Super Bowl 31. The Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrined Ron Wolf as a contributor in 2015's enshrinement class. December 30th, 1941, Houston, Texas. The super athletic running back of the Oregon Ducks, Mel Renfro, was born. Yes, Mel was an offensive weapon in college and not the roaming in the secondary like he was on the other side of the ball as a pro in Dallas. We'll get to that in a moment, but for now, let's turn to his collegiate days. Renfro, according to the footballfoundation.org website, led Oregon in rushing and scoring through his 3 seasons of 1961 through 1963. After the 1962 season, he was voted as a consensus first-team All-America player. The College Football Hall of Fame held the doors wide open to welcome Mel Renfro into their fold of legends in 1986. Renfro became the second pick of the 1964 NFL draft by the Dallas Cowboys, who selected him to play defensive back. For the next 14 seasons, Mel played either corner or safety on a Cowboys defense and also acted as a return man for much of his early career, as he accumulated over 2,200 kick return yards over his tenure. Renfro made the Pro Bowl in each of his first 10 seasons in the league. Mel Renfro was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1996. December 30th, 1953, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Chet Moeller, the safety from the U.S. Naval Academy, celebrated his birth. Chet was one of the most awarded Navy players of all time per the NFF. The midshipman DB was a unanimous All-American in 1975 and was named the AP Player of the Week and received the Ernie Davis Award in the Coach's All-America game. Moeller was a finalist for the NCAA Today's Top 5 and earned a second-team NCAA Academic All-American as he was given the Naval Academy's Athletic Association Sword. He registered 275 tackles during his career at Navy. The National Football Foundation selected Chet Moeller into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2010. December 30th, 1966, from Sharon, Pennsylvania, Westminster College's famed quarterback Joe Micah was born. Footballfoundation.org says that Joe received the second-team All-American honors in 1988, and he followed that up in 1989 as a first-team All-American selection. Michia led Westminster to back-to-back undefeated seasons en route to consecutive NAIA Division II national championships. His record as a starter with the Westminster Titans was an amazing 31-0, as he was the school's first ever 4,000-yard passer, and he had 68 career touchdown passes, with 32 of them occurring in one season. The NFF voters sent Joe Michia into the College Football Hall of Fame in the year 2013. December 30th, 1972, Lebanon, Pennsylvania. The great Nittany Lions quarterback Kerry Collins celebrates his birth. After the 1994 season, Kerry received consensus first-team All-America honors, and he broke 9 single-season school records that year. The NFF states that Collins led the nation in passing efficiency in 1994 with a 172.9 rating, which was 4th best all-time for quarterbacks in college football. Kerry Collins had no trouble finding his way into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2018. Collins became the Carolina Panthers' first ever draft pick when they selected him as the fifth overall pick in the 1995 NFL Draft. The two-time Pro Bowl selection played 17 seasons in the NFL with the Panthers, New Orleans Saints, New York Giants, Oakland Raiders, Tennessee Titans, and the Indianapolis Colts. Now, we want to make sure you don't miss tomorrow's episode because we're going to close off the year with a bang. The December 31st football history headlines are great ones, and you can make sure you get to them if you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player or check out at pigskindispatch.com, and we release them every night at midnight for the next day's edition. You can also look at sportshistorynetwork.com where you can find this podcast and some other amazing podcasts on sports history. So make sure you check one of those out and make sure you don't miss the December 31st football history headlines on the Pigskin Dispatches podcast. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
It was just another ordinary day in the offices of the Pittsburgh Guardian newspaper circa 1924. But for Marla Delft, assistant editor, everything was about to change. For she was about to discover the awesome attractiveness of Row One brand retro sports paraphernalia items, thanks to Orville Mulligan, sports writer.
And there it is.
Wow, Orville, that's really the bee's knees.
Isn't it just? A poster-sized replica of the actual 1909 World Series program cover.
I can see that. But where did you get it? And where'd you get it framed?
I ordered it from the Row One website, where over 6,000 items of sports memorabilia from the 1880s to the 1990s are available for reproduction in multiple sizes and in several different materials, with over a dozen styles of frame to choose from for prints like this.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Delft would love to put up more of these in the office. But I'm equally as sure they're beyond this newspaper's budget.
Not at all, my dear Marla. See for yourself. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com/row1.
sportshistorynetwork.com/row1. Oh my, these are good prices. Oh, and look at this stuff. Oklahoma-Nebraska football, college basketball art, Michael Jordan items.
And so it was that Marla Delft discovered the splendiferous magic of Row One sports memorabilia arts and prints. You can, too, by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/row1. That's ROW number one today for access to the full Row One catalog of gallery prints and gifts like t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, telephone cases, coffee mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Act today for 15% discount off all prints with coupon code SHN15 and 20% off all other items with coupon code SHN20. Check out and keep your dial locked to the Sports History Network for the exciting chronicles of the 1920 sports world in Orville Mulligan, sports writer, coming soon.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that. Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.